It's the Rat, GNR, Rock Your Way to Work. Here's today's No Sweat News. We're giving away See Here Now festival tickets on the No Sweat News quiz, so that's why this is kind of important.
Yeah, what a festival that's going to be with Highly Suspect, Incubus, Social D, and more.
Dateline, Missouri for story number one. The local newspaper, the Laclede County Record, has had to issue an apology for cursing in their newspaper.
Uh-oh.
It recently read a campaign ad for a gentleman who is running for county commissioner, and the typo said that the guy's, quote, biggest asses are his people. That's right, folks. Vote for me because my biggest asses are my people. They had to issue an apology saying the spell check program thought, hey,
asset
is a word, but asses is a word, too.
That's
so
great.
Nobody caught it. I don't know if the guy won or not. Election day was yesterday. We'll have to check to see if the biggest asses guy is.
Mr. S would get my vote.
So would Misser.
Yeah.
So would Mrs. Now we go to Canada for story number two. 32-year-old gentleman in Mississauga, Ontario, was out with friends at a bar last week having cocktails, and he wanted to drive home, but his friend said, No. You've had too much to drink.
You had a little too much, eh?
And a little.
Give me the keys, eh?
Argument ensued. Yeah. So to prove to his friends that he was not too drunk to drive, he drove himself down to the police department to take a breathalyzer.
This is smart. See? This is a good idea.
I'll show you.
And then what? I'm sure he's going to come out squeaky clean?
No, he was 1.5 times the legal limit, and cops arrested him, and he had to spend the night in jail.
Shoot. Okay, so that plan didn't go according to how we wanted it to.
No, not really.
Okay.
I'll show you.
I'm going to jail now. Shoot.
And my favorite story of the week is fantastic. When you can prove how terrible human beings are on a No Sweat News story, you always take that opportunity.
Okay.
There's a sunflower farm in Millgrove, Ontario, also in Canada. A couple of weeks ago, they came up with a really good idea to make some extra money. Everybody loves sunflowers. And when you see a field of sunflowers,
That's like a Van Gogh painting or something.
It is selfie heaven.
Exactly.
Is what it is. So they said that, you know what, we're going to charge $575. People can come to the farm to take Instagram selfies with their sunflowers.
Okay.
Genius.
Not terrible.
And genius it was.
Yeah.
Because their sunflower fields are amazing settings for photos.
Yeah.
But sadly, within a week, things turned dark as crowds overwhelmed the staff and started trampling all over the fields, causing major traffic jams and storming the farm without paying.
No.
So, because the fields got trampled, the flowers are all dying.
Oh.
And when they go to harvest in about a week and a half, they're going to have a very small harvest of sunflowers.
Thanks a lot. Now your selfie's more important than my gosh darn sunflower field.
The owners wound up having to ban all visitors from their farms, and they're still having to kick people off.
Get them out.
Sneak on.
Go to Field of Dreams instead. But leave the sunflowers alone.
People were getting in fist fights to get a selfie taken with a sunflower.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck is that all about? First of all, have you ever been to, I don't know, a flower shop? You can get a sunflower right there and put it in the vase and stare at it for 15 hours straight if you want.
If you notice a shortage of sunflowers, it might be because, well, they all got trampled when the selfie idea went awry.
Like the very epitome, the opposite of nature is the selfie. So the fact that the selfie destroyed nature. Like, didn't Roger Waters write about this and wish you were here? Welcome to the machine. Like, isn't that what this is about?
I think that's what pigs is about. I'm not sure. Seemed like a good idea at the time.
It actually didn't sound bad. I would have just had I'm always a thinking person. I would have had a lawn in front of the sunflower field and then a fence behind it, whereas you could still take
the selfie but be behind the fence.
Thank you.
You're smart.
You should have come to me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here in New Jersey. And you're in the Midwest, jerk.
Bunch of selfie-seeking idiots wrecking your farm. Attaboy. Quick check of the roads. We'll see you tomorrow for the No Sweat News. Friday, we do the quiz for the See Here Now Festival passes. So there you go.